This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The FBI is calling an incident on Sunday at former U.S. President Donald Trump's golf club another assassination attempt. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The former president is safe. Sources say that a man with an AK-style rifle was apparently aiming into the golf course where the former president was playing a round. Sources say the Secret Service opened fire on the suspect. The sheriff in a neighboring county tells WPTV the suspect was caught on Interstate 95 by deputies. About 2 months ago, he survived an assassination attempt, grazed in the ear by a bullet. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel's prime minister on Sunday vowed revenge following a missile strike in central Israel as Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis took credit for the non-lethal attack. VOA's Arash Arabasani.
Despite his pledge to bring hostages home, many Israelis say Netanyahu is simply not doing enough.
He doesn't care about nothing. He cares only about continuing ruling, and he's not even ruling.
Demonstrations against Netanyahu's government aren't new in Israel, but mass protests renewed in recent weeks after the military recovered the bodies of six hostages from Gaza. Israel and U.S.-designated terror group Hamas continue blaming each other for a lack of a ceasefire deal that would include freeing remaining hostages. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The death toll continues to rise in central European countries Sunday after days of heavy rains caused by widespread flooding and forced evacuations. Several central European nations have already been hit by severe flooding, including Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania. Slovakia and